And we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, Richard, we drove a few cars here of late. One of those I happen to drive. I'll get to yours in a moment. But I drove a 2024 Infiniti QX60 Autograph all-wheel drive. Now, the Autograph is a special package on the vehicle. Gives it a little bit more upscale interior. By the way, they are beautiful as far as that goes. Infiniti, good job on all of that. This QX60, of course, is a little bit larger car than the QX50 that I drove not long ago. This car comes in at $69,445. And I'll tell you, Richard, 295 horsepower. The car runs extremely well. It's a 3.5-liter engine. It's kind of their staple engine they've had for quite some time. 9-speed automatic transmission, which, by the way, I like so much better than some of the CVTs they have and some of their other products. This particular vehicle drives well, runs well. Looks good, by the way. Plenty of room. In fact, I did some moving around of some different things where I had the second and third row seats down. And honestly, Richard, you can throw anything in the back of that thing that you want to. Yeah, you lose all of your seating. Now, I will say this. When the third row seating is up, it's pretty tight on leg room in that seat. You're not going to get full-size adults in there, but kids could use it easily. When that seat is up, though, it's not much capacity room-wise, but behind the rear seats cargo-wise, not much room. So in other words, if you've got cargo and the third row up, you're not going to get a lot of things in that cargo area. It's going to be mostly passengers. That third row down, though, there is an immense amount of room. You can literally put anything you want to in the back of it. Now, one thing, and I'll get your opinion on this as well, Richard, they've upped their infotainment end of things. The CarPlay works extremely well. It's gotten better over the years, although I will tell you, still probably one of the more quirky systems, and I know you've used them of late as well. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, it's just a different system, right? And they've just laid it out a little bit differently. The design is different, and not necessarily a bad thing, but if you're in and out of cars like us, one of the things that we sort of grade these cars on is intuitiveness, right? You know, how quick can you and I sort of figure out a system? And not like super, does this button go there? How many buttons, how many clicks does it take to get to this screen? And it's just a little bit quirky. But at the same time, what I've heard from people who own these cars, that is, once you get used to it, it's actually not a bad thing. You actually can get some different, you can get where fast, you get places faster than in other cars and that sort of thing. So no, I don't think it's a negative. I just think it's something for people to know before they buy the cars. But like you say, this segment is ever growing, Dad, especially in the luxury side of things. And from what you're saying, like I said, you got to drive this obviously more than I did. It is one of those cars where it fits right in there, and depending on your price point, it may be something that you really like, especially with some of the apportionments that Infiniti is known for.
Absolutely. So those of you, and again, this particular category, this is a luxury vehicle. So Infiniti is Nissan's luxury brand. So yes, this is a luxury car. Beautiful. One thing my wife even commented on is how quiet the car was inside. They've got this particular model, had a great lighting package with it as well, illumination and so on. Again, they've done a really good job on this car on the luxury sides of things. Very, very, very comfortable car to drive. No complaints there whatsoever. The car runs extremely well. 20/25, so 20 city, 25 highway. I was averaging in that mid-20s driving around, so very good fuel economy as far as that vehicle goes itself. So again, if this is a vehicle that you're interested in, I would highly encourage you to get out to your Infiniti dealer. And I'll just add one thing right now. In Infiniti, I'm sorry if I'm overstepping, but right now I think, Richard, where things are car-wise, if this is a car you really like, go talk to your local dealer. See if you can get a test drive overnight on said car. Really get behind it and get that opportunity to get everybody that's in your family in it and really get comfortable with the vehicle, and then go make a deal at your local Infiniti dealer and tell them that John and Richard Rush, both from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason, sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.